is not only hail to the Redskins, it's also hail RG3. The Baylor quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner is now wearing burgundy and gold. And with us live, WTOP's Redskins beat reporter George Wallace. They got him. I guess the pressure begins now.
Oh, there's no question about the pressure. And you know what's funny about the song is, guys, he knows exactly the words to hail to the Redskins. That was his first thing last night. Someone asked him when he had a conference call with us, so how does it feel? He starts singing hail to the Redskins, so he knows the pressure's on him, and I think that he hopes that he hears that song quite a bit at FedEx Field, and he's responsible for putting those touchdowns on the board. But the pressure begins, there's no question about it. And as Mike Shanahan said, this is a guy who can handle the pressure. He's said all the right things throughout this entire process. He comes into an organization. He's done his research, which I thought was very interesting. He knows the names of his players. He especially knows the offensive line guys because he knows exactly what this means to this city and to this franchise to have him being drafted at number two in the quarterback. And he's ready to go. He says, you're not going to see me. I'm not. He says, I don't like to talk. I just like to do, and he's ready to do.
George, there are already questions about whether or not he gets brought along slowly or just thrown right in. I don't think there's any doubt that he'll be in there as a starting quarterback on opening day.
Oh, there's no question. You know, right. And he's going to be, he mentioned last night, too, about, you know, there's going to be some bumps and the bruises at the beginning of training camp. But at the end of training camp, it's going to, the offense is going to be like reading the back of his hand. So he knows that's his goal. There's a rookie camp next week. He spent a total of 6 hours already with Kyle Shanahan, he mentioned. He's had 2 3-hour meetings with him. So he's ready. He wants to be in there. And you know what? I think you're absolutely right. We saw Cam Newton last year had a terrible preseason. But I think once it started for real, Cam Newton did okay. So I think Robert Griffin III can handle this kind of thing. And he's already has a head start, and he has time until August, and I think you'll see him. He's got to be there on opening day because there's no question about it. If Rex Grossman is starting on opening day, then as you guys were talking to Bruce Allen yesterday, fans aren't going to be happy, and I don't think Robert will be happy either.
No. Listen, they didn't trade all those picks to bring a guy in who's going to sit on the bench for a while. The question now, George, becomes what are they going to do in the remaining picks they have later in the weekend here to offer enough help for him, perhaps on the offensive line and defensive backfield?
Yeah, and that's exactly what they need is the offensive line. And Mike Shanahan said, he says, now it's my job to put the weapons around him and give this guy a supporting cast. I would love to see him go after an offensive line. The next pick they have is in the third round. They have 2 fourth-rounders coming up. They still need some help on the in the wide receiver position as well. So I think they're going to spend this draft and try to put some pieces around Robert Griffin. We saw the additions last year. This team focused on the defense, and you saw what that did. It helped the defense improved dramatically last year. They had some pieces. They've signed some pieces in the offseason. And they've also gone out and signed some free agent wide receivers, but I think they're going to need some backup in that on those positions, especially starting on the offensive line. I'd love to see him go after an offensive line in the next round.
Good deal. Thanks, George. That's WTOP's Redskins beat reporter George Wallace with us.